Well, yeah, sorry for that, especially now coming as the last talk for the panel. It was not meant this way, but well, we thought it was a nice title, and it sort of evolved. It was not quite that. It became it just before starting to present it. So what it is about. I hope this is kind of visible. It's not about Tutankhamun Chamoun, or whatever you pronounce this guy from Egypt as his coffin. It's also not about LaTeX 3. It's going to have some relation to it, and it evolved out of it in some sense. It's about an exercise in a textbook, which I will look at a little bit further, a lot of examples to it. That gets us to a different kind of coffin. And when we arrive at this point, these kind of coffins have handles, and we have some poles to carry them around.
Hello.
Okay.
And when we have all this machinery around, I will take one of the examples and just redo it. And then the last question is it exciting and why? Or is it just me that thinks it is any good? It's quite interesting that all those kind of things kind of fit together with what we had this morning and also in the afternoon. Maybe some of those thoughts all sort of come together at the same century, if you like. Last thing, outlook. Here's the exercise directly out of the tech book source, which in this way is, I'm allowed to use, I think. You see the tech backslashes and so on. You can read that for yourself. Why has have tech boxes only one reference point? And it's a double dangerous bend, I think, or maybe a one dangerous bend exercise, so it's not trivial to answer, and Don gives the following answer. There are no good usages for having anything symmetrical. That's one thing in the English or Latin languages. And he goes on. He had a certain kind of cap on at the time. Today he has no cap on, so we will see what he thinks about it these days. And then he says at the end, time will tell. Now, I'm not going to actually discuss that, but I will look at it a little bit about what can be done, what could be done if we had something else than a single reference point. Just to discuss the language things, people who have been to conferences in the past, tech conferences I mean, probably all know Yannis Haralambos, and he was moaning quite a lot about just a single reference point to characters. Languages like Khmer and so on, they didn't work very well with this concept, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm thinking more about Latin-based design stuff, and here are two examples. That's from the LaTeX Companion, a chapter opening, and to the right there's some basically random title of a book. I don't know how well you can see this, but the question is, if you think about this design, how would you describe those kind of things? What would be the way you would explain to somebody else what's the importance of this design, what makes it unique, what is sort of the structural thing? And let's have a look. That's the LaTeX Companion. First of all, we have typically baseline to baseline spacing, so something we are not really very much accustomed to if we are working with tech. But despite this, we have the main title being slightly shifted to the right here, so that's the vertical axis, and we if we describe this, we would say this goes out, right? And then the next thing is the space here might be fixed to the first line. So if we have a single line of chapter open, the distance from here to here would stay the same compared to when we have two lines. So this distance we have to put in here depends on potentially on what the amount of text is that comes along. So that's not necessarily, if you try to describe this, a very easy thing to describe. But this is even better. You first have something like a center title.
That's okay.
The next thing is you have a subtitle, let's see it, which is flush left to the center title, right? And then as a next topic, you have the publisher, Duke University, I guess you can't read that, here, down here, which is aligned here.
It's all not very difficult if you think about building that in tech, right?
Gets a bit more complicated if you look at what happens here. This is centered between the left line here and the left line to this text. So this goes out in both directions.
Now, if this is the design, think about it, how you would implement that in something like tech. Would it resemble what I just explained? Probably not.
We'll probably go like, we have Cartesian coordinates, there's some point here, we go up and right and left and back and forth. And if then somebody comes along and says, but I want a different font,
suddenly everything goes out of order and you start remeasuring, right?
Because that's not, would not be the way I just explained how it is built, what the essence actually is. Okay. Oh yeah, forgot that.
Again, baseline to baseline spacing as part of the specification is quite common. Another one.
Okay,
not mainstream. I agree. I guess, except for Hans, not many of us do this kind of thing. But
leave aside, how would you describe it?
And then, if you think about it, how would you implement it? Any relation? I doubt it, to be honest.
That's the way I would describe it, roughly. You have this, a line here with the poets, and the in Paris aligns with this one, and this goes up here with a bit of spacing, and then the circle thing is basically smack center here on those four blocks, and then you have this 45 degree
text down here. Well, roughly.
So, what's the natural
design description?
Well, first of all, the whole time I was talking about relation of objects. I wasn't talking coordinates.
This is aligned at this point, maybe with an offset, something like that. But it is a relation between the objects.
And, well, I usually use some kind of natural attributes of the object.
Something like the left upper corner or the center or something like that. So relation to the object are those kind of things that are used for description. That is sort of typically the essence.
Doesn't mean that you don't have
hardwired coordinates in such a design, but it's not the main thing. That's
my point here.
Last example.
That's from 1925, a Chisholt work where the title page of a newspaper journal called Elementary Typography. And, well, have a look at it. Describe the design for yourself as far as you can. You don't actually need to have the text, but look at it. What are the elements and how are they related to each other?
I'm not going to ask you to do it in tech,
but here is sort of the graphical answer to it. There's a lot of things going on, like, for example, this block here is aligned to this text and to this text. It just gets sort of in this corner. Or this text here is then aligned to the end of this text and coming from down here, the other text, and various other things. I mean, you can go into detail if you want to, and it's quite beautiful, actually. So what does it have to do with coffee? For this short story, history, basically, sometime last century, there was a conference in I can't remember really, somewhere in the UK, and we were walking through through the village there in an afternoon, there this kind of idea was born that actually what you want to have is a box with a lot of handles where you can grab things. And the mental picture back then was coffins. Now, maybe that wasn't quite a nice picture, but that was came sort of up at that point in time. And actually, it got implemented. And then the implementation got more or less sort of put aside, forgotten, and everything, because there was then the stuff where we started to work on template ideas and those kind of things. And so it basically vanished again. And end of last year, I was starting to try and build templates for LaTeX 3 for headings and floats and those kind of things. And it just didn't quite fit. I didn't found anything to describe sensibly or offer a description interface how those things and headings should relate to each other. And that was when I came back to, oops, there was something last century. And so that brought the coffins back. I did read the implementation from then, added some stuff, and now they're actually working. And for my end, I'm quite pleased with it. So that's a coffin from the 19th century, so it's more than one century ago. You see all the handles, like here, and the poles, which are basically sticks, where you sort of go through the thing to lift it more easily. That's the second concept. So what's this? That's tech. Reference point is smudge here. Don't think you can see it, but there's reference point. That's the only handle we have. And this funny black thing is just to make sure that I do have a depth in my example. So the last line is not on the bottom, basically. Okay? So what is the coffin in contrast? It looks like this. Same text, a lot of poles. A right one, a top, then top of the first line, a center, a vertical center, baseline, and the bottom line. So we get a bunch of natural poles that automatically sit there, and each intersection gives you a handle, which you can use, attach to, grab. And what can we do? Well, we can build the thing. That's the first thing we had to do. We can make new ones. We can add such poles to the already existing default ones, like 2/3 of the vertically, horizontally there, we have added another pole, which is 2/3 down the line, something like this. That kind of operation is available. You can reposition them, like this one goes up. Maybe you just saw it from here down there. I moved it up by 10 points. We can rotate the thing. And the important part is the poles and the handles rotate with it. That's a more natural way to think about it. I mean, OK, now top is here. But if you're working with text and stuff, and I rotate this by 90 degrees, then it's more natural to think about, here's the text and the top left is here, rather than sort of thinking about it in absolute thing. My feeling. Okay, wouldn't it be necessary. And last but not least, we can actually typeset the stuff. We can move it somewhere and place it. And again, we can use the handles to help with the movement. That's single coffins. Several coffins. We can align the stuff to two coffins, and that gives us these kind of things. Basically, we align at this point, which is bottom right, and for the poles we take top left, and we say align with 2-point separation or something, or with no separation. And then we align the in pairs, top right of in pairs with this
this curve in top right. Those kind of ideas. And the second thing we currently can do is we can manage the resulting bounding box. The picture here shows some gray background. That's actually the bounding box of the whole resulting picture, because those were attached without actually changing the bounding box. But that's kind of detail for what you want to do later on. Okay, so having this kind of machinery, here is the original from 85 years ago. Let's try to do it in tech. That's the content we need to somehow manage. A bunch of rules. You may not be able to read from the back, but anyway, this is right now very crude. It's basically a cough in an S-box in LaTeX terms, which has some rule in it with a certain color and a certain size. I mean, this need improvement. Anyway, those three rules. Then we have horizontal coffins that are like S-boxes. There's a font size, a family position, and then the word Mitteilung. So that gives us this box here. The same here with typographische, the second box, and so on and so forth. So those are here. And then I have two more, which are vertical coffins. The one here is elementary typography. And the one here is all the authors. And those are the ingredients to build it. Now we build this one. Basically we start with aligning box A, which was the word Mitteilung, with an empty coffin. That's a technicality right now for doing this, so we can ignore that for the moment. Basically, more interesting is what does aligned coffins in general do? It basically takes two boxes, takes a handle on each box, which is optional. If you don't specify it, it takes the tech box, lower left corner of the baseline. And you have some offset, which is also optional. So aligning now the word Mitteilung with the first rule on top, this one, basically we take inside the result box, we take box A, the top, which is, this was box A, the top, and the right, so this is this corner here. And we attach the rule at bottom right, which is from the rule at this point, and we use an offset of 2 millimeter vertically. Same thing for the next two blocks. This is the box B, we rotate it by 90 degrees. Then we take it, we use this time the handle box A bottom with box A left, which is here, this way, and box B, which is the word typography, bottom right, 2 points, and that gets us here, this thing. And then the last one is going the same way. We rotate the rule by 90 degrees and attach it basically at this point. Mechanism is fairly easy then, going on like this. This is attaching this part. We rotate by 270. We go from basically this point up here to this point. That's why we have 14 pickers vertically and 66 points to the right. This one is interesting because of the problem that we actually have to use the pole from here with the pole from this text. So what you see here is we take from the resulting box that we have, which is currently this bit here, this is all already filled. We take bottom left of box B. Box B was the word typographische. So this is this pole. Box B left, sorry, this is this pole. And box C, we take the bottom, which is this pole here, and the corner, the handle will then be at this point. And at this, with this point, we attach this coffin at the top right. So this top right of this coffin is attached at this point, and then we get exactly that what we want to have.
This is just showing the handle. This is adding this nice little block here. This is the coffin handle. The last thing to do is adding this black rule, which is working in the same fashion, and then again with two different poles, adding this block coming up here, and finally adding the word Sonderheft, and we're done. So, not too difficult actually to get this design right, and this is now done in tape, what you see on the right. It is a bit different because I didn't try to get the fonts completely right, but yeah, looks close, right? So why is it? Sorry?
Compare the two.
Not directly side by side, I can move back. This is the tech version. Does this work first? Here's the original. The only problem is now I better go out of this one, right? Oops, how do I get back to? No, oops. I shouldn't have done this. Mouse doesn't work very well. Okay. So why do I think it is exciting? Well, essentially because I think it is as far as most typesetting systems or all that I know and the way in the tech world we think about those kind of things. It's the first time to think about it with relations and not with hardwired coordinates like in picture environments and similar kind of things. Of course you need coordinates as well, but absolute positions as sort of the basis of design means you first have to force everything into its final form, and then you basically measure, but the measurements have nothing to do with the essence of the design. Of course, there are a lot of relations. I mean, something like what you do in MetaPost is quite similar. Some of the other ideas, so it's nothing that I would claim is extremely new or so, but it actually allows to think about stuff differently. And what's next? Basically, a bit of extension, some ideas around that we found useful to add, which are not yet there. Final syntax. This is currently just basically proof of concept. Maybe a suggestion for better names. Come up. One thing that came up was crest. So it's sort of the positive idea of it. You have one. Not in the combination. I agree with you. A lot of that exists in a certain fashion in XYPIG, but there it is much more oriented towards matrix.
No, absolutely not. That's only one fraction.
Okay. So by tomorrow I give you the source of the t-shirt, you just do it also in 10 lines. No, it would be interesting. You might be perfectly right. The point really that I'm making is not that this as such is great or grand. It is just that we failed so far to actually use these kind of things because that's the natural way to think about these kind of designs, in my opinion. Because that allows me to actually not being forced to take into consideration that this font has 12 points instead of 11 or something, because that changes all my coordinates. Okay, so this is definitely going to change, I guess. And then we
what I want to do is to actually apply that in real life on the template idea so that you can do this kind of thing. And that brings me to the end. Questions? Comments? You're quite right. That would be potentially a way to evolve these kind of things even in a better fashion. Yeah.
I'm not suggesting writing a constraint solver.
No.
You will then.
Anywhere you want.
Is this somewhere available on CTAM or something?
It is all available except for the Chichot source, which I have only on my computer. But the whole thing is in the experimental tree of the LaTeX 3 kernel under something called X-Packages X-Coffins. And yeah, it runs. It's not vaporware, even if it's done in PowerPoint, sorry. The pictures were all done in tech. CTAN probably. I'm not quite sure when the latest version, but it is definitely on the through the project website and then on the SVN.
You plan to add glues to coffin positions. Do you have any plans to add some stretchability to coffins themselves, so I can say, okay, you slightly extend this coffin so it will be exactly was there? It would be. Is it possible? And do we plan to do this? Make flexible coffins.
Rubber coffins.
You mean in case the guy isn't dead after all?
Zombie.
I don't know. It is maybe an interesting idea to look at. But one of the things that I learned when I was playing with it is. Keep it simple. I mean, the essence stuff is really the ability to nicely sort of align those kind of things and speak about something like this float has its caption somewhere at the bottom with a certain offset, or this heading is related to this ornament in some way. If you start up to do a full-fledged programming level of diagrams, you come back to the stuff that you actually do not want to solve. And then you have a lot of functionality available, but probably more than making the thing very usefully. I'm speculating, but I started to make things simpler. For example, specifying poles and handles. In contrast to the talk this morning, the way things are built together is after that you have the handle of the inner coffins available to you, but just without sort of specifying the order. So I went away, if you put a coffin twice into another thing, then you only have the handles of the last one. That's a restriction, but the usefulness is I don't have to worry about the order I sort of attach things to. So if I add something to my overall picture, it still stays, everything stays the same. I'm going for simplicity here, and I'm not sure that making coffins sort of stretch is easily to grasp, but maybe it is.
You can stretch rules, so. Okay, thank you.
You may have answered my question by your last remark, but I'm going to ask it again. Could you combine this idea with your coffins and your handles and poles with the idea of quantizing space also? Conflict between them?
You mean grid type processing?
Yes.
Actually, yes, I think that falls kind of naturally in the whole domain that you're trying to solve here. So yes, there would be value in sort of thinking about the ability to have an underlying grid that you can easily address, which in some sense is nothing else than a big canvas with a lot of poles already that are in regular distances to each other, which you can use to sort out, decide on intersections of those poles, which are then used to attach stuff to it. So in some sense, the idea would naturally fit. I would probably think then about something like a specifiable grid that gives you sort of those background handles that you can attach stuff to.
It seems like a lot of what you're talking about is similar to stuff that Metabos already does. Is there any thought to combine them or shift the responsibility more to Metabos and make the title gate to Metabos and the rest of it somewhere else or something?
No. I'm quite aware about that situation, in contrast to being aware that it is also an XY pick, which I should have been probably. But anyway, as far as the Metapost stuff is concerned, I think the focus is different. And what I want to have is a single language which is currently processable by a single interpreter, if you like. I mean, of course, you could do all those kind of things in the background and pass stuff off to Metapost and get it back and forth. But again, I think that would go beyond what you try to reach. And then if the concepts do not quite fit together, then you're not better off. So I think it is better to keep with a single syntax, whatever that syntax is going to be, in the tech world or in an interpreter world of that kind, and just solve those kind of questions up to the point of positioning text and ornaments, maybe.
Anyone else? All right.
Good.
Thank you.